Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, 2 times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. New intro, who this? So I hope you have all enjoyed listening to the brand new Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast intro for 2022. As you will have known, there have been many updates to the podcast this year, including the cover, and I just really felt I wanted to update the intro for a while. I only updated it last year, bearing in mind. But I feel like so much has evolved, so much has grown. I've grown and evolved as well. So I feel like this was the perfect time to bring in a brand new intro, new music, new vibe, new wording. Love it. So I really hope you're gonna love listening to that intro with each and every episode. So today's episode then, well, I've got a little bit of announcement first to get through, but also I wanted to do a sort of like half year check-in with you guys. So I want to do a life update episode with you and a mid-year manifestation review of my own manifestations, because I always love sharing my success stories with you guys, and I feel like I'm probably long overdue one, definitely, but I've been so busy writing the book, my third book, Hurt, Healing, Healed. I've been so busy launching things this year that I've just been like, okay, whoa, life's come at me very fast. But just, you know, bear with. So as I've been adjusting, as I've been, yeah, like enjoying that process, I thought like now June has been like a restful month for me. This is the perfect time to do a mid-year manifestation review with you, share how you can do one in your own life, and also give you a little bit of a life update, because you guys love these episodes and you have been asking for this one for a while. So announcements then. So don't forget my manifestation membership. The doors are open until the 11th of July. So this is my very own monthly membership where brand new content drops every single month. So you get a new spiritual theme each and every month, and you're able to access the previous 31 topics that we have in the membership. Can you believe we've been doing this for 31 months now? Jeez. So you can access every single topic that we have done throughout the history of the manifestation membership instantly for your monthly price. And you'll also have brand new content dropping each and every month, including a half an hour training video from me, an extensive, beautifully designed workbook to really extend off the tasks and actions I've set in that video. We have a 1 hour new moon industry expert circle each month where a beautiful industry expert comes in and shares their pearls of wisdom and a kick-ass workshop with you guys each and every month. I personally love these. I learn so much from our industry experts as well. So not only do you get teached by myself, but you also get teached by incredible industry experts from around the globe who are incredible. And you also get a full moon live circle with me, and replays are available for both on the platforms forevermore. You also get a full moon circle with me where we have a group coaching session where we all come together, talk about the themes of the month, do a full moon ritual, and do some coaching together. They're always so much fun, these calls. They're my favorite part of the membership because I love connecting with the queens, and you just get so much from this. And you also get a deeply transformative meditation from me on the theme of the month, which is normally around 10 to 15 minutes long. You get a mantra for the month to embody the energy we're working with, and so much more. That's just your monthly content. You then have 31 months of that prior that you can access at any time. And you also have access to my manifestation masterclasses that I've done in the past, 90-minute manifestation masterclasses, and a whole array of exclusive bonuses, percentage discounts off my website shop, early access to my courses and announcements and products, and so much more. And every quarter, for every active member in the membership, I enter all of you into an automatic prize draw to win an hour's coaching session with me, a life or business coaching session. So one queen each and every quarter wins a one-to-one session with myself, absolutely free, just for being in the membership. So there are a lot of amazing bonuses and initiatives in the membership, and we also have quarterly solstice and equinox manifesting ceremonies with guest hosts as well. So there is so much goodness in this. It is my favorite thing ever. I absolutely love doing the content, turning up to the lives, being with our guest hosts and industry experts. It's such a beautiful community. And not only do you have me cheerleading you on, you also have our incredible spiritual queens in the community who have your back 100%. So it's £22 per month, the membership, which is extremely accessible and affordable for all the hundreds and hundreds of pounds worth of content that you get each and every month. You can also save a little bit of money. It goes down to about £15 per month. If you pay annually, you save a bit of money. The membership is available in pounds, euros, dollars, and Canadian and Australian dollars as well. So whatever currency you're in, or whatever currency you'd prefer to have your membership in, that is available as well. And the best bit, I've missed the best bit, guys. We have our very own platform as well. So it's not like a Facebook group. It's not anything like that. We have our very own app and platform that you can access all of the content on anywhere and everywhere you want to. So at any time you want to access the content on any platform, whether it's computer, laptop, iPad, phone, whatever, smartphone app, you can access absolutely everything through any device, which is fantastic. So it's basically like a positive social media feed. So you have your own profile, you can DM me, you can DM the other queens in the membership, you can create your own profile, put your links on there, your social media, you can post in there. So we have like a little news feed where everybody's amazing posts come up. So it's just incredible because it's just a really like positive bubble of awesomeness in our own little app and world. So you will have heard, if you've listened to Jill's episode from last week, sorry, 2 weeks ago, there was a guest episode last week, Sophie's. If you listen to Jill's episode 2 episodes ago of her manifesting her book deal and healing through the manifestation membership, she and I talk massively about what's included, what she got from it, what she loved, and her incredible manifestation story as well. So do make sure to go and listen to that episode if you would like to hear a little bit more on what's included and yeah, a real person's experiences in the manifestation membership. Anyway, announcements over, but the link is in the description below and on my website, emmamumford.co.uk, if you feel called to say hell yes and join us this summer in our intake for the manifestation membership. And once the doors close on the 11th, that is it. That is it until the end of the year when the doors open again. So if you want to reset with this manifestation mid-year review and you want that little pick me up and that motivation and be like, you know what, I need that little kick up my ass right now, I need some motivation and Emma to really help me get myself back on track, or I want to learn more about spiritual topics, I want to learn about how all these different spiritual themes can help me manifest, then this is for you, queen. So let's get on to the good stuff then. So life update and manifestation mid-year review of myself. Okay, let's go. So this year has been wild for so many reasons. Like last year, I feel like was so amazing in so many different ways. But I feel like this year has just like stepped up in so many ways where I've just really been able to expand in new ways and expand in multiple ways as well. And it started really off with the first manifestation right at the beginning of the year with my book Positively Wealthy being stocked in Sainsbury's stores here in the UK. Like, it was huge and it just came out of nowhere. I like set the intention just for my book to be in a bookstore so I could go and hold it and like see my book on a bookshelf. And within, I think it was three or five days, that manifestation came true. And it was in Sainsbury's, one of the biggest supermarkets in the UK. And I don't know hardly any spiritual or self-help books that do make it into supermarkets. It's very much fiction books or like your books that are selling millions of copies. So it was part of their New Year, New Me initiative. And my book was next to like Glennon Doyle, like Atomic Habits by James, I forget his surname. And all these like books that have literally sold millions of copies. And it felt a very surreal moment to just walk into my local Sainsbury's and see my little book baby there in all of its glory and people tagging me in posts, finding the book, I was signing them. And it was just such a lovely way to enter this year. Positively Wealthy came out in, well, the ebook came out in June 2020, the paperback in September 2020 because of COVID delays. So we didn't even have like a full proper launch. And I feel like this year, Positively Wealthy seems to have had this like new burst of launch, if anything. I feel like this year has been the launch of Positively Wealthy, if anything. So I feel like that really set the tone for the year with that Sainsbury's manifestation. And it was just so amazing and like such an incredible opportunity, which I'm so grateful for. And it just gave my book an incredible platform that maybe it wouldn't have had before, and an incredible platform I don't know many spiritual authors to have had in a supermarket. So I was so grateful that a spiritual book, even though it doesn't look too spiritual on the outside, haha, wait till you read inside. You know, I'm grateful that it made its way to such a mainstream audience and next to really mainstream books. So yeah, it felt like an incredible achievement and I'm so proud of that. And yeah, and I forgot to say as well, it actually sold so well that they decided to keep it on after the 3-week promotional period. So they actually kept stocking it. I don't know whether it's in every single store, but yeah, they've continued to stock it and to keep it on the shelves, which is just like the best compliment you could ever have of your book sold so well, we're keeping it. So yeah, I was really happy. And then off the back of that, Positively Wealthy has kept hitting number one bestseller on Amazon again and again and again. It has sold thousands of copies this year, like way more than what it sold the year before, 2020, and has continued to sell out on Amazon. So again, I just feel like it's just kind of gone a bit Positively Wealthy for Positively Wealthy. And it's so great to see that because I love that book so much. And it will always be such a big book in my life of transformation, even though I feel Hurt, Healing, Healed is also that. But for me, Positively Wealthy was my first book deal that I manifested. It just was a first for so many reasons and such a special book that will hold so many incredible memories for me. So seeing it do well, seeing it sell out, seeing it have all these glowing reviews and people really like seriously manifesting incredible things from it makes my heart so happy, because that is the only reason I wrote that book, to help people manifest, to help people break through their blocks and actually manifest their desires and have fun doing so in the process. So it recently featured in Francesca Amber's Law of Attraction Changed My Life book club bitches for June. And again, like, I was just so pleasantly surprised and shocked when it got picked by like over 1,000 people. There was like a choice of two books. And, you know, from that, the book's just gone from strength to strength to strength. And I feel like I'm going to get to June in a second as a whole, but I feel like that has been such a positive catalyst for the book to, again, reach thousands of people that maybe it wouldn't have reached before. So I'm really grateful for that. And it's been so lovely that so many of Francesca's audience have found the podcast, found the book and all my platforms as well. I've recently gone on her podcast as well, so you can go and have a listen to that. So that in itself was just such an amazing moment. And again, this is what I've wanted for Positively Wealthy for so long. And I think, would I say I'd let it go? I don't know, to be honest, because I knew Positively Wealthy was always going to do really, really well. I never had a doubt in my mind about that, to be honest. I think that just with like launching in COVID and just kind of a lot of the setbacks I had with like the paperback and then running out because it sold out so quickly, and like print runs when we had really good press. Like, I just think there was kind of more of like a jittery start and probably not the smoothest launch that we would have had outside of COVID. But now of Hurt, Healing, Healed, I'm experiencing what a normal book launch feels like, and it feels so much easier. I tell you what, it feels so much easier. So I feel like Positively Wealthy is almost like caught up with itself now. And it's like, yeah, like, you don't need to worry. I've got this. I'm going to do fine. So I feel like, yeah, to some degree, I have let it go just because I've been focusing on Hurt, Healing, Healed. But I think I've just always kept that faith of like, you're going to do fine, babes. You're literally going to do fine, to the book, not myself, to myself also. But like, I've just never really worried. I just knew it would do well. And I know that it would resonate with a lot of people because I know it works. So when you know that, when you know it's a good book, then that's all that matters, right? So I feel like, yeah, I just feel like the book's done really well this year. And same with the journal, the Positively Wealthy journal is obviously like the sister product. And I feel like it's just together, they've gone really well together and they've just done really well, both of them. So I'm very proud book mama of them both. So let's move on to Zanti then, my holiday. So this is another manifestation, which you may think, is this really a manifestation? But when you listen to the hurdles and blocks, you realize it really is. So my goal for this year was to go away to Greece because I haven't had a holiday, an abroad holiday, since 2019 because of travel restrictions, COVID, we know the jam, right? We know what's been happening in the world. So this year was really important for me to go away and to have an abroad holiday and to actually leave the UK. But obviously at the beginning of this year, like, there were still a lot of like question marks of, you know, what is going to happen this year? Is the world going to open up? Is it not? There are a lot of restrictions. And I think what put us off was just a lot of the restrictions of like forms, tests, like whether we could go to that country or not. And it was just like a lot of faff, and I'm just not here for that a lot of the time. So it was just easier to just sit and wait and kind of see what happens. And then Greece, I think it was back in like April or May, announced all restrictions had been lifted, no forms, no tests, no COVID passes, nothing. I don't even think you have to wear masks on the plane anymore. I might be wrong, but just everything lifted. And I thought, do you know what? Like, that's a sign. I really love Greece. I really wanted to go to Greece again. So for me, easy choice. So we started looking in April, and I literally did hours of research into what islands we should go to. I've been to Santorini and Crete before, so I didn't particularly want to go back there, like, because I've been there already and loved it. So I wanted to try somewhere new, and Zanti had been on my list for many, many years, but I just never sort of looked at it seriously as an option. So we looked at hotels, we looked at sort of like the logistics of everything, and I was like, I really want a private pool. And my partner was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I really want a private pool. That's definitely going on my list of requirements. I don't know, I just really wanted one. And I haven't really had one at any of the places I've stayed at before. So I was like, come on, first holiday in 2 years, treat yourself. But again, the price was just pretty ridiculous for that. And my partner was like, I'm not paying that much money for a private pool. You've got the ocean, you've got a pool, like, come on, don't be silly. So there was nothing that really like ticked all the boxes. And at the same time, he decided to inform me that his passport was out of date as well. So I was like, okay, well, that's probably the first thing we need to deal with. So again, there was like an 8-week wait, and I was like, nope, trust me, it's coming in 4 weeks. I don't know why. My intuition was like, you're gonna get that passport by May the 20th. I don't know why. Literally couldn't tell you why. And he did. Literally on May the 20th it arrived. And I was like, see, the universe, or the government, should I say, said 8 weeks, but I knew that there was a way. There was a way, and the universe was like, don't worry, it's only going to be 4 weeks, amongst reports of massive delays with passports. And I was like, nope, it's going to be fine. Don't worry. The universe has our back. And it did. So passport check. The next hurdle was Luna. So we had to find somebody to have Luna for a week. And the person we had left her before didn't work out. I wasn't comfortable leaving her there anymore. So I was like, damn, okay, I really need to find a kennels, or I don't know, like a dog boarding, like somewhere where I feel comfortable for her to go. But everywhere is so booked up. Like, every dog boarder is booked up till next year. And I was like, great, this is going to be a nightmare. And my friend did offer to have her as a complete last resort, but like, I don't want to burden people with her. She is a handful sometimes. So I thought like I'd rather pay and have her somewhere where I know she's like going to be looked after, and you know, she's not going to cause chaos as well. Like my friend's like, I'm never having your dog again. She wouldn't be like that. She's fine. But you know that pressure you have when you're leaving your dog with somebody and you're like, please do not go crazy. Please behave yourself. So basically the next thing was finding accommodation for her for the week. And another thing is fitting everything in. Like a lot of people said to me, why haven't you booked a holiday yet? And I was like, okay, first of all, okay. Secondly, because I've had such a busy workload this year, like literally up until June, I have launched something every single month. I have been in launch process. So it's just not been possible. And then with the book and getting all of that signed off on June the 24th, obviously that's been happening since March. That's a lot of energy and a lot of time as well, going through the edits, all the process of signing off the book, the covers, audiobook, pre-launch, launch, all of that. And then on top of that, the book launches in October. So then September's out of the question. So yeah, there was like a small window of June, July or August. That's it. So I was like, okay, no pressure. So Luna's also coming into season again. Not yet, but basically her next season was predicted for May. So I was like, well, I also can't leave her with someone if she's in season, because a lot of people won't take a dog when they're in season. So I was like, great, another hurdle. So again, my friend was the ultimate backup plan. Love her to pieces. So we knew eventually that we would always have a plan, but she has got a male dog. So I thought like, is that going to be the best option? I don't know. I was like, okay, so Luna's season is blocking this. At the time, his passport was blocking this. We then need to find somewhere that's within our price range with all my requirements. And I was prepared to drop the pool, just FYI. This was not a non-negotiable. This was just, I'd really like it if it's possible. So there were a lot of things in the way. And even when we looked, like nowhere just felt like yes. And I just really didn't want to book anywhere until I had Luna's accommodation sorted, because you just, do you know what I mean? Like I can't rely on that and then nobody's there to look after her and then we can't go away. So it had to feel good, and it didn't feel good in April and May when we looked. So June came along and I was like, oh, like we need to book this holiday. Like we need to just decide whether we're going or not. We've got the passport. So then it was time to look for Luna accommodation. And we went to a few places and I just instantly hated them. Like I got such a bad vibe. I wouldn't even leave anybody there. I wouldn't even leave myself there, to be honest. Like it was not a vibe of, you know, no way was I leaving her there. So eventually I found a really nice kennels that did feel good. The staff were incredible. It looks like there was a lot of care, a lot of attention, a lot of like they would have a lot of fun. A lot of my friends leave their dogs there and all their dogs are really happy and like come out really happy and love it. So I was like, okay, I think this is the best option for her, because she's quite a playful dog, so she needs quite a structured day, whereas dog boarders don't always do that. That was the problem. So it felt like a hell yes, but the holiday still felt like a hell no. And I was like, okay, well, at least I have a place for Luna to go safely when that happens. So why was it feeling like a hell no? There was so much at this point going on. There was like all the delays at like Heathrow and Gatwick of no staff. So if you're not in the UK, there's been awful delays here over the last month with flights, loads of people's flights getting cancelled, holidays cancelled, everything, because everybody is severely understaffed. So again, that was a maybe not the best time decision right now kind of vibe. And then like randomly, it was on a Friday a couple weeks ago, I saw something for Bournemouth Airport, which is the airport closest to us. It's quite a small airport. I've flown from there before. And I thought, oh, I wonder if Bournemouth Airport's got any delays. So I looked on their Twitter, looked on like all the obvious places where complaints and annoyed passengers would post, and there was nothing. I looked on their arrivals and departures, small delays, but nothing severe, 20 minutes maximum. And I was like, okay, does Bournemouth fly to Greece? Now, I looked at Bournemouth before, but I don't think I looked for Zante. I think I looked for another island, and Bournemouth's like really limited with their flights. They have like 5 flights that go out a day. So I was like, okay, Greece is not an option for this. But I typed in Xanti and lo and behold, they fly to Xanti. So I was like, okay, well, that would be cool because then that's less travel. Don't have to travel all the way up to London. Less costs, super easy, and less stress. I'm here for it. It's a small airport. You get through it so quickly. Here for it. So then we started looking for hotels. And this time I looked at a completely new batch of hotels, not what we looked at before. And I don't know why, because I'd saved all the links from before, but none of them just felt like a hell yes. So anyway, we came across this one and I was like, oh, this is totally my vibe, like definitely what I want. And then we were deciding whether we want to go half board, full board, just breakfast, what the best options would be. And we were staying in a really nice place in Xanti as well. I can't remember the town, begins with a T, but it was like one of the best places everyone recommended. So looked at the pricing and I was like, it's really cheap. I was like, we can get like a junior suite with a private pool for what we were looking at for just like basic breakfast only, basic room elsewhere. So I was like, I think this is the one. And we both really loved it. We were both really happy with the price. And the ironic thing is, this is how much I love the universe. So not only did the universe come through in massive ways, the whole time we were discussing this, I was like, I'm happy to sacrifice the pool. Like, why don't we just get like one of the basic rooms where it's got this like kind of like infinity shared pool at the end. So you walk out your balcony and you've got this like shared infinity pool. So you've still got a pool, but you're overlooked and obviously other people are going to be in it. So I was like, look, just get that one. Like, it doesn't bother me. It's still cool. It's still Instagrammable. I'm happy. Let's go. Like, at this point, I was like, I'm happy with anything. And he turned around and was like, no, I want the junior executive suite with the private pool. And I was like, yes, you do. I want that too. So literally, it was his decision, his like suggestion that we got that private pool in the end. And I was like, yeah, here for it. So not only had I completely surrendered, he suggested it after all of that. And I was like, hell yes, here for this. Thank you, universe. So we ended up booking it. We're going in September. So I'm really excited. And I feel like it was a manifestation because Xanti has been on my vision board for years. I don't think it was on my 2022 vision board, but Greece as a whole is. But yeah, it's definitely on my original vision board from like 6 years ago. And it's definitely been on my bucket list. All that time. So I'm really excited to go. And I feel like it was just a case of divine timing. I feel like it was that surrender and just really allowing the right airport to come through, like the stress of getting up to London and all the drama of what's happening up there right now with airports. Not fun. We've got the easy way. We've got an airport down the road from us. Super easy, super simple. So I feel like the best hotel came up, which was way better than all of the other ones, at the right price, with the right room, with the pool, in Xanti, in Greece, with an easy accessible airport. So it aligned in the perfect way possible. And I think it's, for me, I always trust that now when something's not feeling like a hell yes, I really do surrender to it because this is a perfect example of why the universe was saying, hang on, just wait, I've got something better for you. So yeah, that for me was a great manifestation and proof of why divine timing and surrender and flowing with your manifestations as well is super important. So next one, the podcast hitting number one on iTunes. Oh my God. So this was such an unintentional manifestation. I guess it's been on my like goals list for a few years. I don't think it was like, it definitely wasn't like a 2022 goal, but it definitely was something which I'd always be like, that would be really cool if it happened. And again, it just happened. Like, so we hit number two and I was like, oh my God, we've hit number two. This is incredible. And then like a day later, we hit number one. And it was just such an incredible feeling because I love this podcast and we're nearly 5 years in, like 230 episodes, and I'm just so freaking chuffed and proud of all this podcast has achieved. We obviously won MBS Podcaster Award at the Kindred Spirit Awards in 2019. Like, so we've won an award for the podcast. And I'm just so chuffed of all it's done, to be honest. We're nearly a million downloads. So to hit number one spirituality podcast on iTunes and number two religion and spirituality podcast on iTunes blows my mind. But I'm so grateful for all of you who listen, for all of you who support the podcast, for all of you who tune in. Just thank you. Like, none of these things would be possible without you. And I'm just so grateful that I am surrounded by such incredibly amazing people like yourself who want to listen to what I have to say, who want to support my work. So yeah, just a big, big, big ass thank you to all of you, because you make all of this possible. Okay, next manifestation. So I've got this one on my list. And I'm like, I'm going to talk about that one at the end. We're going to talk about the boyfriend at the end, because I know that is the question on everyone's lips after seeing Instagram recently. So let's talk about the book then, Hurt, Healing, Healed. So some manifestations with this were my endorsements. So an endorsement, if you don't know, is what is on the front or the back cover of a book, or sometimes inside the book, where you have incredible like authors, influencers, you know, influential people who say like, this book is great, go read this book. And endorsements are really, really important for books and for authors to, yeah, like, you know, get their book out there. Because if they see, you know, if you pick up a book and see like, you know, like Gabby Bernstein's endorsed it or whatever, you're going to think, okay, I like Gabby's work. If she said this good, I'm going to read it. So it's really important for authors to have endorsements. And I quite enjoy this process actually, because I'm like, right, who am I going to manifest this time? So Positively Wealthy, we had Dr. David Hamilton on the cover, which I was so grateful for because I love his work. But this time I was like, we are going all in, Emma. I was like, we are going all in. So I did have a vision of someone I wanted to manifest for the book. But that actually, weirdly, I honestly thought that was going to happen, but it just weirdly didn't align. But I know that it will on another book. So I'm actually not too worried about that, or like, oh, that's a shame. I'm literally not like that at all, because the endorsements I did get for this book blew.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My mind, even more so. And I know that hopefully this person is going to endorse another book in the future. So I'm not worried at all. But again, that surrender was really important. So two people that I, when I was like, okay, who would I love to endorse the book, were Kyle Gray and Mel Robbins. So Kyle, I've been a big fan of his work since day one, as you guys know, and I've had the pleasure of getting to know him over the years and doing some really cool stuff with him. And I met him finally at MBS in London this April. So we've spoken lots over the years, and he's honestly such a nice guy. Lots of love for him. And he's always been so supportive of my work, and equally, I love his work, so I've always supported him. So I had that like personal connection with him. So I thought, okay, this is hopefully a good sign that I could feel like I could ask him. And I guess it's quite scary asking people, because I'm always someone who's like, I don't want to come across that I'm trying to like use someone, or like, do you know what I mean? I don't want them to think like, oh, Emma just wants me to endorse her book. Like, I'm always someone who will like always take the time to get to know people, always support that person's work, and always cheerlead them, because I just think like we need to support one another in this industry, in any industry. And for me, it's really important that I cheerlead people and that I equally feel cheerleaded too. And like, we all, you know, it's all mutual and we support one another. It's just a given sort of thing. So I'm really lucky that I'm surrounded by a lot of people like that. But it hasn't always been that way, of course. Not every single person does do that in the industry. So for me, like, Kyle has been one of those people who just has been so lovely since day one. He's as lovely as his work. So I did feel comfortable asking him because he's really supported Hurt Healing Healed since the beginning. And yeah, like, I was just so grateful when he said yes. So Kyle has endorsed the book. Hell yes. So grateful for that. And then Mel was actually really random because I almost thought, like, she's almost too big for me to ask her. I don't know why I thought that. Maybe that's a limiting belief there. But I thought, like, I'm going to do it because it's me. And I'm, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get. But then I thought, I'm not sure I have a close rapport enough with her because obviously she came on the podcast. We've spoken a few times. She's honestly so lovely. I cannot even describe to you how lovely Mel is. Like, she is such a gift to this world. Like, I say that about a lot of people, but she is so kind-hearted, so loving, and she literally supports people. Like, there are some people you meet and you would ask them this and they would be like, no. Whereas Mel was like, I am going to support you. Well, she didn't say those words, but like, you get that energy from her. So when I asked Mel, I don't know, I guess I just thought, if she says yes, incredible. If she says no, like, totally respect it. And she was like, yeah, of course. She was like, send it all over, happy to endorse the book. And I was just really shocked because I was like, wow, like, she really is the most loveliest person ever. Like, I love her. So Mel has also endorsed the book. So Mel, if you don't know, and Kyle have come on the podcast over the years. So Mel is a New York Times bestselling author of The 5 Second Rule and The High Five Habit. So she came on earlier this year and spoke about The High Five Habit. And she really, really inspires me. She's one of the most realest, rawest people who I see on social media. And I have a lot of respect for her. So to have Mel endorse my book is like a dream come true. Like, it's blown my mind because for her to say such lovely, kind words about my work, like, she's read the book. Like, I feel like, oh my god, thank you so much. So I just felt really blown away with both of their endorsements. And we have amazing endorsements as well from a lot of my amazing spiritual peers and author friends as well. So there's lots in the book, but it just felt so lovely to, yeah, like, manifest these incredible endorsements that I saw and wanted. So yeah, like, super grateful for Mel and Carl and all of the people who have written so many lovely things about the new book, including the test readers as well. So more of that shared very, very, very soon. So full house at MBS then. So I manifested speaking at MBS in April, which is the Mind Body Spirit Festival here in London, one of the oldest spiritual festivals going and the biggest here in the UK. I'd wanted to speak at there, probably since like 2018, I would say. Then with COVID, there was no live events. So I ended up speaking at a couple of their virtual events, actually. And that's where I really got to know the organizers. And yeah, it was just fantastic. So I really, really, really loved doing that. And I had a full house. Like, you know, when you just think, like, is anybody going to turn up to this? Not because I know you guys exist. I know that I have a very loving, loyal follower base. But obviously, it's like the UK, like, we were still in April, it's still very, like, COVID-y around and stuff. Things were just opening up, events were starting to launch. So it's kind of one of those things of, are people going to feel comfortable enough coming? I had a full house and I was just sat there in front of like 60, I think it was like 60 or 70 people, like, wow, okay, this is cool. I'm here for this. So loved that and manifested meeting so many of you as well, because it just felt so good to like connect with my clients, connect with all of you guys who came. So it was really nice to see a lot more of you and catch up with a lot of you as well who I haven't seen for a few years. So loved that so much. And off the back of that, you guys have also manifested something for me. So I get requests all the time to come up north in the UK and do talks. But again, because of just the way the world is right now, because of the business plan and what I'm planning to do, like, I'm not planning to do my own events yet. Who knows? It's not a never. I did obviously do my Spiritual Queen summits and retreats before COVID. But it's not something that I'm focusing on particularly at the moment. I'm focusing on speaking at other people's events and being able to do more at those instead of spending so much time on planning my own events, and then it's not like I want to enjoy speaking, if that makes sense. So ironically, so many of you recently have said, oh, come up to Scotland, come up to Birmingham, come up to Manchester, come up to here and do a talk. And I was like, I'd love to. And I was like, if there is an opportunity and I get invited to, I'm going to do it. But I said, like, you know, keep manifesting, like manifest me coming up north. And guess what happened? MBS Birmingham have asked me to speak in October. So I am coming up north, guys. Well, a little bit up north, not north, North Scotland, but I'm going up north, norther than I've been before. So if you guys are about, then I think it's the 28th, the Saturday of October, I am speaking at MBS Birmingham. I'm doing two talks there, so all information will be announced nearer the time, but I'm so excited and it would be great to connect with a different part of the UK. So you guys manifested that for me and I'm here for it. Okay, a funny manifestation is a bin. Now, this is probably hilarious because I don't know whether my parents manifested this for me, but it was like the universe being like, I think the universe having a little bit of a joke. So I've had the same kitchen bin. Yes, I'm talking about a bin in my kitchen since I've moved in here 5 years ago. And bins are like the least favorite thing on my list. I don't like emptying them. They gross me out. My house is so clean and cleanly, like clean, but I hate the bin. I hate the bin with a passion. So it's been very neglected, the bin, I would say, for a while. So it probably wasn't the best hygiene. And I thought, like, I live by myself. So like having a 130 litre bin, I was like, it's just me who lives here. So anyway, my parents and partner have complained about the bin for many months. My parents, many years. And I'm like, don't like it, get a bigger bin then. If you, like, you come to my house, you respect the size of my bin. And they were always complaining that it was full. I emptied it regularly, guys. So there was always like this drama over the bin. And I was like, what is wrong with my bin? It looks nice. It does the job. It's a bin. Anyway, beginning of this year, I started to work with Amazon. And I was very lucky to be gifted some vouchers for fashion and beauty. And I think it was like 4 months ago, I was so tempted to buy this 40 litre bin. I was like, fine, I'll buy a bigger bin to shut you all up. And it was like £105. £105 for a Brabantina, whatever you call them, bin. And I was like, £105 for a bin, are you kidding me? And they were like, Emma, it's a bin, you need it. And I was like, I'm not paying £105 for a bin, that is ridiculous. Like, no, I'm drawing the line here. So I looked for other brands and I looked in the range and, like, you know, like other non-branded bins. I just couldn't find anything that actually looked half decent and nice as well. So I gave up on the bin and I was like, I have a fully functioning bin that I appreciate. Like, I'm not giving in to everybody's expectations and pressures of my kitchen bin. Like, this is ridiculous. So I gave up and didn't really care and was like, my bin's fine. And then literally randomly, about a month ago, Amazon messaged me and were like, we're gifting you an £100 home and lifestyle voucher to basically like create some content around our home products. So I was like, well, I could just buy loads of Yankee candles. I was like, I could buy some nice little decor bits for the house, but I don't really need any. I was like racking my brain of like, well, I could buy some organizers for the fridge. I was like, what can I actually spend £100 on? And then I was like, the bin. So in the end, I looked at everything. I found every excuse to spend that voucher elsewhere, like garden lights, garden furniture. I looked at everything on Amazon. And I was like, but I just feel like I'm spending it for the sake of it. And I don't want to waste money. And I don't want to like just have stuff sat around. Like, you know, it's just it's false economy. Like I don't want to just have stuff sat around, which sounds really ungrateful. But actually, you know, like I don't want clutter in my house. I want something that I'm really going to love and appreciate and actually create some good content around. So in the end, I ended up buying the bin, didn't I? So I only paid £5 for the bin. And I was like, if this is not the universe having an absolute laugh with me, I don't know what is. Because I was there like, I'm not spending £100 on a bin. And the universe was like, here's a £100 voucher for that bin. So I am very grateful that I have a bigger bin. It's nice. I love it. I'm dedicated to keeping it clean now. And I haven't had a complaint from my loved ones since. But I thought I would just add this in, not because I feel like it's a really milestone manifestation, but just because I think it's probably the funniest manifestation that has happened this year. And I'm like, why, universe? Why? Fine, I'll get the bin. So sometimes these things happen, guys, and you just have to get the bin and trust that the universe is like, look, we're giving you the money for this, so just accept the bin. Okay, on to, have I missed anything else out? So overall, over, I would say this year, it's been a very like expansive year for me. It's been very abundant in many ways. It's been very expansive for me in terms of like growing into myself more, going through my Saturn return more. Like I really feel like I'm coming into like a Emma 2.0 this year, or Emma 3.0 probably by this point. So I really feel like there's been a lot of growth and expansion for myself this year, 100%. So it's been a really exciting year. It's been really exciting. I've really loved it. And so many amazing things have happened. And I'm definitely, as I've spoken about a couple episodes ago on a solo cast about identity, I'm definitely feeling into this new phase. And the business is absolutely pivoting again as well. So I'm going with the flow. I'm like, okay, what now? Yep, okay. So I feel like this year has really been, I mean, this year, Universal Year, is all about alignment anyway. But I really feel like myself personally, I feel like I really am coming into alignment this year with more myself more than anything. I wouldn't say like external alignment or like manifestations, because I've manifested so much over the last year. But I feel like it's more alignment within myself and like really learning who I am past my PTSD, learning who I am past my trauma, and learning who I am now in this healed place, which is obviously a massive theme of the new book, Hurt, Healing, Healed. So yeah, it's been like a fun year. I feel like it's been a lighter year. I feel like last year was like really abundant, but quite heavy at places with inner work. So I feel like this year has been kind to me. I feel like I've gone from strength to strength. I feel like everything is growing like at a really rapid pace, which feels amazing. And I'm just really grateful for all the growth, expansion, abundance, and all the incredible things that have happened. So yeah, I feel like this year has been a rest year. I've worked so hard this year. Like, I feel like it's an alignment year where I've really come into alignment with a lot of things. Like I launched my Attract Alignment Abundance course this year, my first manifestation and spiritual course. And that was something I really wanted to do because I've been putting it off for so long, and I really wanted that to really take off and do well and like be all I envisioned it to be, and it really has and more. So that was a manifestation as well of like launching that course and having the most signups I've ever had on any of my offerings or courses before. So I was like, whoa, okay, like that really is in alignment to do that. So I feel like that's also been alignment for me this year as well, about like really coming into my spiritual shoes more, not focusing on the business side of things more. I think there's a lot of questions for me at the moment of whether I want to continue business coaching and like the business elements of my business, because I'm so passionate about law of attraction and spirituality, and I really feel like that's what I want to do. Like that is what I live and breathe for. As much as I love helping people with their businesses and I love doing all of that stuff, I just feel like I've done that for 6 years now. I'm just wanting to really, really flourish, I guess, into my manifestation and law of attraction teachings. So that's a question mark for me right now. That's something that I'm working on, getting that clarity of what the next sort of like year and what the business looks like over this time. But fun stuff to work with, definitely fun stuff to get clarity on and align with. So I think that's been my overall theme of the year, like feeling into this new me, feeling in and evolving and like expanding into this new me and owning that, and also with the business coming into alignment with it as well and like what that looks like now. So yeah, I feel like that's all good. I feel like that's all happening and feel in a really good place with it all. So I feel like that's a good manifestation in itself, definitely. Okay, so before I go into what has been the secret to all of this and something you can do as well, let's talk about the boyfriend. Let's talk about it. So a lot of you over the last year have been asking me about my relationship status. I get a lot of questions every single week on my Ask Me Anything Sunday Q&As on Instagram. Have you met a nice man yet? Are you with anybody? Have you got a special loved one in your life? Like literally every single week. And I know that people just literally like have a curiosity and like want to see you happy and et cetera, et cetera. But I kind of made the decision a long time ago to, I guess, like reserve more of my private life for myself, just because that felt right and that felt like what really felt in alignment with me and what I wanted to do. So last week we celebrated our 1 year anniversary, which feels amazing and incredible, and I'm so happy. And yeah, I started to share a little bit, just a little bit, on Instagram, and everyone's like, what, when did this happen? So I kind of feel like I need to say something here on the podcast, just so I've said something. And of course, manifestation. It did actually happen last year, so I can't really call it a 2022 mid-year manifestation review at all. But this is a life update podcast, so it fits in there. And I just feel like now feels like the right time to just say it. Yeah, that did manifest last year, and it's felt really good, and it's been the happiest year for me, and it's brought so much amazingness, so much abundance, so much expansiveness, and yeah, it's all just really good. So I feel like that's what I want to say on it, to be honest. And I know a lot of you are going to say, are you going to do a video, are you going to do a podcast, are you going to do something about how you manifested him, did you manifest him, all those. I've had all of the questions already. I don't feel that I want to do a how I manifested him specifically video or content, just because that just doesn't feel in alignment to me here and now. But what I do want to do is how to manifest love and relationships as a whole, because I have manifested a lot of relationships over the years, and I feel like each one has held a really great lesson, a blessing, and I just think that to me feels like the right way to talk about all the experiences I've had and the things that I would do differently, or the things that really worked for me this time, or, you know, like things like that. So I feel like that's what I'm going to do at some point over on YouTube. Definitely it's not going to be a manifestation story, it's not going to be anything like that, but to be honest, the book is that. So a lot in the book, it does talk about you know, like how we met, like what was happening at that time, how I manifested this relationship into my life, and more on that. So I feel like the book really is that, and I feel like the book does it justice. So that's why I want it to, you know, be in the book and you to experience it through the book instead, because you can then see the steps with the hurt, healing, healed phases and like stages, should I say, of how and why that then manifested at that point. So it is in the book, and I feel like because it's in the book, I probably haven't felt the need to, yeah, like talk about it or do content on it. Like, I just don't feel like that's me anyway, and it never has been. So yeah, like, did I manifest him? Actually, my answer is yes and no. Yes, I did, but at the time I really wasn't looking for a relationship. I was so fed up. I was so like, I'm so fed up with this. I actually literally wasn't looking for anything. And they always say it happens when you're looking, like when you're not looking. And that definitely has been true with all my manifestations over the years. But specifically, I really wasn't looking this time. It's a really funny story, which is all in the book. And I can laugh about it now because it's all worked out, and you know, the universe knew better, the universe knew what it was doing, and I just really had to surrender and enjoy that process. So yes and no is the answer. But yeah, so we've just, you know, celebrated our first anniversary together. That feels really good. And yeah, that's it. That's the story of, you'll see it in the book, you'll read it in the book, and I'll probably do a video at some point on love and relationships manifesting as a whole. So yeah, that's that. So what do I feel has been the secret? God, this is 50 minutes long already. Okay, clearly this is like an hour episode. We'll just roll with it. I don't know why it's so long. So what have I felt has been the secret? Inner work, 100 million trillion percent, of course, because I feel like last year, as I was coming out of, so I finished writing Hurt, Healing, Healed the beginning of this year. I think it was like February I finished writing it. So I feel like as I've come out of that cocoon of writing that book, I feel like I've gone through a million healing journeys in that book, definitely over the years, over the 2 years I've written it, but over the last 6 years of being spiritually awakened, definitely. So I feel like this I feel like this year has really been alignment. I feel like it's like, right, you've done the inner work, you've cleared like the massive, massive, massive blocks that were there for me, which I had no idea about, and trauma. So this year has really been alignment of, okay, who are you here and now? Like, how do you feel about your work here and now? How do you feel within yourself, like as you're going through your Saturn return? So I really feel like alignment has been that for me. So alignment, and that's probably why the new course of Attract Alignment Abundance is so focused on alignment, because that has been such a big teaching for me the last year. So I feel like, what do I feel has been the secret? Alignment, 100%. And that has contributed from my Hurt, Healing, Heal journey, which you can read in the book in October, and all my tips and tools and everything to be in this place that I'm in is in that book. So I feel like the book's going to answer a lot of that anyway, but I really feel like it's been alignment, and I feel like it's been surrender. I feel like this year I haven't put control over things at all. Like, I didn't really last year either, but I feel like this year has been I'm in a really happy place. So I'm actually just going to let whatever needs to happen this year. I'm going to put some positive intentions out there of like what I'd like to experience in the business, what I'd like to do holiday wise or like personal life wise. But it's been totally surrendered. It's been a total like, actually, do you know what? The last 10 years of my life was so difficult that actually I'm really just enjoying this year, and I'm really just enjoying the peace, and I'm really just enjoying where I'm at. So I've been really present and intentional, if anything. But I really feel the key things was intention. So I really like, I think, broke through a lot of like glass ceilings and blocks within myself around growth last year, definitely. So I feel like that has definitely impacted. I feel like I've been brave enough to ask for more. I feel like I have, but I wouldn't say when I said I've asked more, I wouldn't feel like I've asked for more, and that's why I've received these incredible things. I think it's honestly been alignment. It's been coming into alignment within myself. It's been honoring myself. It's been doing the inner work when it comes up. It's been working through blocks around that growth or expansion or abundance, whatever. And I really feel like more than anything, it's been alignment, because I feel like everything I've done over the last 6 years has felt in alignment at that point. But a really great example is the new course, because every single part of that felt in alignment, like the timing of when to do it, the creation of it. It felt so expansive because I wasn't pushing myself or forcing myself to create in a certain amount of time like I had previously. I didn't give a shit when it launched. I was like, I'm just going to create this and have fun and see when it's ready. I put so much energy and effort into every single day of the course and every single step and action and how that would look and how it would get you to the end goal. So I think because it was my manifestation work, not a business course, because all my other courses are business courses apart from my inner child course, I think because it was what I'm really passionate about, what I knew I wanted to do and had been avoiding, and because I put so much into it over the years to be what it is today, that at every single point it felt so much fun. And then like editing felt fun, promoting it was like the most fun promo period I've ever had. So like every point of this course felt so in alignment that like the results I didn't even need to worry about, because the results spoke for themselves, because it was in alignment. So I think more than anything, I've actually, I guess, been more ruthless this year with what's been in alignment, especially in the business. I feel like the business is probably the biggest example of this, where I've really been like, you don't want to do that anymore, so why are you doing it? So just actually focus on the actual things you actually want to do and actually light your soul up. And I think I've been pushing myself more as well, where I've really like thought, okay, I don't want to do this the same way that I've done this for the last 4 years. So I need to work with someone, I need to have someone help me, or I need to up level this in some way. So I feel like it's all just been alignment. All of it really screams alignment to me, which I know doesn't help, because you're probably like, how do I come into alignment? How do I get that alignment? But it's been through, I guess, like radical hell yeses and hell no. It's been through really being true to myself and really being like, why are you doing something if it's not lighting you up? Why are you doing something if it doesn't feel in alignment anymore? And really coming into alignment with myself more than anything after working through trauma and my PTSD and all the other things I've worked through over the years. Now I'm in a place where I'm in alignment energetically. I'm then like, okay, well, now I'm in alignment with myself and I'm honoring that and I'm giving myself the time and energy I deserve to meet the new me and to get to know this version and to listen to what's in alignment to 2022 Emma, which I spoke about in the course. I feel like that has a knock-on effect with a lot of things. So I think alignment, and this year is a universal theme of alignment with numerology. So it's like, this isn't just going to be a theme for me, definitely not. So I feel like so much of that is really, 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 really important. So I feel like that has been the secret for me, alignment, and only doing things that have felt good to me and stop playing small. I feel like I've got braver this year. I feel like I've stepped or like smashed so many glass ceilings of what I would have held myself back with before. So I feel like that has been definitely the secret. And a lot of these tips and tools are in the new book, Her Healing Healed. So a lot of the tools I've used, manifestation methods, again, with that relaxation energy as well, is all in the book 100%. So what can you do as your manifestation review? I feel like we've got to like 57 minutes. We better get on to what you can do with this review. Reflect. So I actually have a YouTube video, which I'm going to link in the comments because, you know, I want to wrap this podcast up so it's not taking forever. And I want to give the steps justice. So I have posted a mid-year review, manifestation mid-year review check-in on my YouTube. So have a look at that video as I've got a step-by-step process. I pull an oracle card. So I talk through the energies of this mid-year manifestation check-in and I give you, I think it's like 13 journaling prompts to work with and steps and practices to do a fantastic mid-year review. So I've done mine and this podcast, I guess, is a little bit of, yeah, celebrating, expressing that gratitude, setting some intentions for the next 6 months as well, definitely. And I think for me, the next 6 months really looks like just more of this growth, more of this expansion, more of this abundance, and really just coming into alignment with myself and the business and just enjoying, like, enjoyment. And ironically, this is one of the themes of the oracle cards I pulled, is that enjoyment and playful energy, and it's really so important. So do make sure to go and watch that YouTube video for that full ritual, for that full manifestation check-in, because there are some great prompts and some great things that are going to give you so many like aha moments and like, whoa, like I needed that. Thank you, Emma. Like, wow, I needed that wake up call. So see your manifestation mid-year review or check-in as just a really positive thing of like celebrating all the things you've done, gratitude exercise as well, but also as a positive reminder of like, okay, what do I want to cultivate over the next 6 months? What do I really want to experience or feel or manifest over the next 6 months? And what action do I need to take to implement that now? So whether you've been thinking over this podcast of like, right, this has been the kick in the ass I need right now, then obviously you've got the manifestation membership, but you've also got the mid-year check-in YouTube video as well. So I'm going to link that below for you so you've got that. And do make sure to do it because it's really, really important to do so. And you will learn so much from that practice. You will just learn so much from it, which you'll be able to then implement over the next 6 months and see big shifts within yourself too. So thank you for being here for the last hour. I appreciate all your views and listens. Thank you for listening to my little mini life update and mid-year manifestation review. I'm really excited for all that has manifested this year and all that will manifest for the remainder of the year. And yeah, I'm excited for all of what you're going to manifest and all the incredible alignment and abundance that's going to come into your life. And I'm excited to hear how your mid-year manifestation check-in goes as well. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where I can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.